This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you've listened to this show long enough to know we're not prone to hyperbole. In about 40 minutes, it sounds like it could be an all-time great edition of Mike Likes It.
I'm searching right now what he just said.
Don't give away anymore.
I won't, but yeah, I want you to have a little bit of education on what I'm going to talk about at 45.
Okay. Let's talk about Brandon Cooks, and then we'll dive into the quarterback power rankings. So for Brandon Cooks, like I said about 45 minutes ago, we were going to do a segment yesterday, got pushed off to today. What's wrong with the Brandon Cooks connection, and why does he only seem to run one route?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's shifted to, we do know what's wrong with Brandon Cooks. He had a knee procedure after the game against the Giants. It looks like, per Todd Archer, he has now a knee infection that will keep him out at least the Pittsburgh game, and we'll see from there.
Okay, and since the this morning the name of Davante Adams pops up, and then you see this, and you're like, oh, this all could be the perfect timing right for stuff like this. And then you hear Mike McCarthy say, we're comfortable with our receiving room. And my question to you, Kevin, is that using that as a way to say we don't have the money? Yes. Without saying it, we're comfortable with our receiving room. I'd love to have the player, but I've been told we can't acquire him.
Because if you think about it, look, I like Brandon Cooks a lot. I've been waiting for a year and a half for that training camp connection to shine through.
Yep.
But what has been the argument we've heard from people?
We thought we had it in the Cleveland game, right? Where they had the big touchdown.
Yes. So you have an amazing number one wide receiver, one of the best in the league. We're not going to argue that. But some people would argue about the viability of Cooks as a number two wide receiver. I know people have argued about Jalen Tolbert as a viable number three wide receiver. So it already feels like you're doing the old Rangers rotation where you need a four to be your two or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And now Cooks is going to miss at least a week. Obviously, infections can be very unpredictable. And the thought is we feel really comfortable with our guys. Maybe they do love Flournoy and they were just like, we just had too many good receivers and we couldn't get rid of it. Maybe that is true. If that's the case, why can't you get anything explosive going in your pass game?
Yeah.
Is it all the offensive line?
Yeah, you're just saying that, well, the offensive line is so poor.
Man.
Quite honestly, if you've watched the games, you've been watching the games, Kevin.
I'm not saying they've been great.
Did you even watch the game?
Yes, I did. All of them.
Which one?
All of the Cowboys games this year.
All right. Just making sure.
Don't at me, Jared.
The things that I've been seeing have the Cowboys can make plays in the passing game, but nothing is big downfield. And you can say, well, the league is right now. Actually, Bobby went through a topic this morning about that, saying the league is blaming too high, three high safety at times for this too. So, okay, maybe that's part of it. And maybe Dak just doesn't do well there. Maybe offensive coordinators are a little spooked by it all and can't haven't quite figured out how to take advantage of it. And they're trying to have to revisit all this. And maybe the run game becomes more important in that, because to get those safeties to come down a little bit, to get cornerbacks, they're saying cornerbacks are averaging lining up 5 yards away on the plays. And so everybody's giving a little more space to work with. Hell, I was watching Duke Manyweather talk to Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele.
It's fun listening to him talk about offensive line stuff.
He's so good at what he does. So good. But he was saying, try to steal a yard when you line up. Try to steal about a yard off of your guard so that you give yourself another extra half second from that defensive end to give you that space. But what are we seeing a lot of right now from the referees?
Yeah.
Like that's you're lining up improperly, illegal formation, they're throwing that flag. So what I'm saying here is with that, maybe that is the case, that the Cowboys are just a little spooked by all of the things that they're seeing in front of them, but they've been able to establish we can complete passes and move the ball down the field. What's been their Achilles heel in those moments, though? Holding. False start.
Yeah.
A penalty that puts them in a situation now where they're 2nd and 20, 1st and 20, 1st and 15, 2nd and 15. And that's the thing that, Kevin, I think is really kind of holding them back from being able to do that. Because when you're there, when you're in a 2nd and 15, the team knows you got to make a play 7 or 8 yards deep.
Yeah.
You have to do that. So why would we even spend time being that close to the line when we know we can just defend back here? If the Cowboys can be cleaner in their penalty game, I think that could set up more, because then you're in a 2nd and 3, a 3rd and 3, and that can set up for play action, which could be bigger plays down the field. But the Cowboys just haven't been consistent enough to be able to do that.
I hope this...
That's my thought.
I hope this makes sense. By no means am I or anybody else happy that Brandon Cooks is dealing with this. Like, that sucks. That sucks across the board. I guess I'm like oddly relieved that it's something.
Yes.
And not just him, you know, just slowing down as a player, if that makes sense. Because one of the things we were going to talk about is like, why does he only seem to run comeback routes?
Yes.
Like, that seems to be like the lone route that we're going out there. Maybe
not even 10 yards sometimes, but he's just running up as far as he can and turning around and coming back.
And you look at his completion percentages, because, Corey, I know you're big on this in terms of target versus completion percentage. Last four seasons before this year, 68, 67, 61, and 67. So you have the one outlier where it dropped a few points. Thus far this season, 47.4.
Yeah.
And so there is clearly something off with the route running, off with the lining up the targets and making those receptions. And now we're getting a better idea of what it is.
When you hear the best, and Trayvon Diggs is, you know, one of these I include, and I've heard him say this before. When you hear the best cornerback say, I run routes for receivers, if you only have two routes, it makes it really easy for a cornerback to say, I know what you're doing. And so on those, even on those comeback routes, Kevin, how many times did it seem he didn't get separation on that? Because there's a cornerback on his back by the time the ball's being delivered, and you're like, Dak, do you need to throw it harder, or do you need to anticipate that quicker? It's just there's no difficulty in trying to figure out what he's going to do, because he's only got a couple things that he can do. So you're right. It's like whenever you're thinking, you're listening to your car and you're like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me thousands of dollars to fix this. And then they're like, oh, no, man, we just found a parrot had landed in your drive shaft and it was stuck for a while, and we got it out.
Gosh.
And it only cost like $50 to do it.
Wow.
My friend had that happen. Like,
what?
It was a dog's leg. It got stuck in it. He could only turn right for like 4 years, and then it fell out one day and he was able to turn left.
Did he run over a dog?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It was in high school.
And so the dog's leg stuck into a wheel.
Yeah.
And the bone wouldn't break as the wheel was going about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, and then finally one day it did. But he would have to like drive around the block to pull into his driveway.
This isn't real.
I'm dead serious, dude. I'm dead serious.
Kevin, oh my gosh.
Do you believe this story?
I This is
gonna. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
They give me nightmares.
I'm sorry. But that's why I said a parrot, but then I felt like I had to tell the rest of the story.
That is so sad. So,
but then again, like I said, you thought it was going to cost a lot of money, but now it's this. And with Brandon Cooks.
But then the bone breaks.
You were like, maybe the offense is just bad. And now you're like, oh, he was hurt. So that helps you out a little bit there.
And for the record, we're going to go back to Adams for a second. I do think the Cowboys knocked on the door about Devontae Adams, but I think it went something like this. Is he going to play without a new deal? Would you take a sixth or maybe a fifth? And they're like, no, we want a second plus.
I actually think it went different than you, Kevin.
Okay.
Because Russini said that the Cowboys checked in.
Yeah.
So I feel like they picked up the phone and went, hey, and the Raiders were like, what's up? And they said, this true? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, man, talk to you later. And then hung up and they're like, we did check in.
Okay.
So
that is a very fair point. Now, if you can give me cut number 11, and we will power rank the NFL quarterbacks.
Shotgun, Darnold, in a crowd, it's caught, Johnny Munt, touchdown, Vikings.
Could Sam Darnold have moved all the way up to number one? We'll find out in a minute. But the worst starting quarterbacks in all of the NFL.
Trevor Lawrence
is 23. That is actually probably higher than I would think as well. But yeah.
Daniel Jones stinks.
Daniel Jones is 25.
The Miami quarterback who had to play.
Tyler Huntley, number 31 on the list. Who would be the one quarterback who's putting up historic numbers that would be last in the NFL?
Historic numbers.
That's right.
Like good historic numbers.
I didn't say
who's
that.
The only team that hasn't won yet? Oh, that's Jacksonville.
I believe he knew that, Alec.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Oh yeah, 60-yard Nix.
Who had 60 yards of completions to one receiver, and then 9 completions to 6 other receivers for a total of 0 yards. And at one point had 7 completions, I believe it was at halftime, for -7 yards. Bo Nix and the 2-2 Denver Broncos.
Dang, man.
They are number 32 on the list. So at the bottom of the list, it goes Bo Nix, Tyler Huntley, Jacoby Brissett, Will Levis, Gardner Minshew. So those are your bottom 5. Then Joe Flacco is lower than Deshaun Watson, which I think is absurd. You saw him go in there and win the game. But, you know, whatever. All right. Who is the best?
Nobody believes in him. I don't understand why.
Yeah, if you had him on Cleveland and Deshaun Watson's totally healthy, wouldn't you be like, hey, man,
yeah,
hit the bench.
Let's go.
All right. Who is the best quarterback in all the land? Do they have the guts to put Sam Darnold number one?
No.
I mean, the best is Mahomes, but if we're just judging these 4 weeks, we can't put him number one.
Nope. And I would argue they're going.
But I understand that they're going to give him a lot of leeway.
Agreed.
And his team is undefeated. He's winning in the end. He's doing enough to win these games against some quality opponents.
You said no to Sam.
I honestly don't know. I would say yes to Sam Darnold.
Well, and
it'd be fun to put him number one right now.
I agree with Mike on, I would say that right now. I don't think CBS has the guts to do it is what I'm saying no to.
Okay.
So I feel like they're probably going to go with like Lamar or Mahomes.
Why
or,
Lamar? Just because he's the MVP?
He's one of those like three that everybody goes to first.
Was Josh Allen number one last week before he lost?
Yes, he was.
Then I would think they would like stick with something like
that. I think Josh Allen's still going to be top three. They won't blame him very hard for that loss.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, number one. On the list.
Blame him at all for that loss.
Lamar Jackson, number two on the list.
They kind of turned it back around.
And that's fine. You lost to them.
Brock Purdy.
And you only lost by three.
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Yeah, it was close.
It wasn't a close game. I know it ended as a close game. For the majority of that game, you're getting your asses
kicked. Hold on. Well, you're telling
me. I turned you guys on YouTube when I was in San Francisco / Oakland.
Uh-huh.
This guy, he's like, they better lose to New York to really.
No, that is not what I said.
I remember that.
That is not what
Mike's right. Mike was watching, listening.
I said it would be more interesting if they did.
You guys came on the air, and you were furious to start off that Monday show.
Let me ask you this though, Kevin. You flipped the teams and flipped the way that score went, and the Cowboys were ahead most of the game, and then it got close in the end. Are you saying that Baltimore, it was close game at the end?
Yeah.
Are you going to say it was a close game?
I'm going to say we whipped their ass just like they whipped our ass.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that.
We'll find out if you say that.
Okay. Number three, Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Sam Darnold.
But nobody voted Brock Purdy. The real people didn't vote Brock Purdy a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, which is super weird. Sam Darnold, number four on the list.
Okay.
That's fair for Sammy D. They're just taking his history up.
Yeah, he went from 10 to 4.
Yeah, he's moving
Obviously, he started significantly lower than 10.
He was like 26.
Yeah, something really. So the top five is Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold, CJ Stroud. With that in mind, where would you put Dak? On this,
I think you kind of know my typical
about middle.
Hey, Alec, where was the team? Was it 13?
Yeah, 13.
13? I'll go 13.
Okay.
12.
Okay. And tell me, by the way, if you have an issue with any of these quarterbacks who are ahead of him. Starting at 6, Mahomes, then Burrow, then Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield is...
No, he's playing better, but like if you were to say right now you can trade Dak for Baker Mayfield, sure. I'd be like, I'm not crazy about that.
Jaden Daniels is up to number 9.
Completely agree.
100 out of 100 times.
Okay. Jordan Love. Geno Smith is number 11.
I'd rather have Dak.
Me too. Justin Herbert is number 12. And then Dak Prescott matches some power rankings for the Cowboys, and he is number 13. So Dak Prescott is wedged between, just for this week, Geno Smith, Justin Herbert, that's who he's behind, and then just ahead of Matthew Stafford and Jalen Hurts, who continues to tumble down this list.
Where's Carr? Do you have him where his number is?
He's number 19.
Interesting.
That guy was unbeatable.
That offense just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Doesn't that make you more concerned about our defense, right?
No, it is. It's so, it feels wrong to say the early part of the season's weird right now in the NFL.
You're right.
And it's going to be like that every year from now on. And then whenever you get into the meat of the season is where it's really important. The meat of your schedule.
I see what you've done there. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.